So I'm seeing press reports that Glenn Beck's rally in Washington had as many as a million attendees. Of course, NBC has it down to 300,000. Nobody's shocked at that. Doesn't matter if it's 300,000 or 3 million. His Restoring Honor rally in Washington, which, by the way, was supposed to and actually did honor the U.S. military, was toned down politically, and for the most part, politics were left out of the conversation. But now we see Beck stepping aside a little bit from his racist comments about Barack Obama. He says, and I quote, "I have a big fat mouth sometimes. I like Glenn Beck. And I say things that that's not the way people should behave." Beck said, adding that he regrets saying a year ago that Obama has a deep-seated hatred for white people because that's not accurate. Good for Glenn Beck. Good for Glenn Beck for having the Restoring Honor rally. And the people, I think it is, from what I saw, and I believe probably close to 700,000, 500,000, doesn't matter how many people showed up, and that should be a huge message to the Obama administration that these conservative hosts, like Glenn Beck and Limbaugh, are able to draw the people. And those people are going to get drawn to the polls, hopefully, when the elections come up here pretty quick and in 2012. And Mr. Obama may be on a permanent vacation, and he may have a lot of time to sit back and watch the Glenn Beck program on television. So he better start smartening up. But good for Glenn Beck for being a stand-up guy, talking about that racist comment and straightening that out. And congratulations to him on the rally and the success of that. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.